This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family, and that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children, and women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Dr. Woodrow C. Monti. This is Aspartame Awareness Week. Dr. Monti is the author of While Science Sleeps, A Sweetener Kills. His website, which is incredibly informative, is whilescienceSleeps.com. Please listen to chapter 12 on that website. Listen to the entire chapter. It is just absolutely compelling. You can buy his book at Amazon. It is available as a Kindle. You can download the program. You don't need a Kindle device to read the book. You can download the program and use it right on your computer. It is just a fabulous, fabulous book. Dr. Monti, I was just looking at the book during the break, and one chapter caught me is cancer of the kidney. I was also looking at the breast cancer issues and your experience with a person in 1983 who slipped you a document and said, "Did you see this?"
Well, this is it. I mean, it's. Like I said, the Food and Drug Administration had some good people working for it back in 83, and I wouldn't have known actually what I was able to, I wouldn't have found out what I was able to find out at the Food and Drug Administration when I went to the docket file. This is when G.D. Searle presents all the safety studies that normally are sort of kept secret, and they have to be made available to scientists and to the public for a short period of time, and it's called the docket file. So I went there. And I went there in the summertime when I had time off in the university, and I spent time going through this material. Well, there's stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of material sort of on the floor and on top of desks and this sort of thing. It was people there. There were people there who helped me. They helped me a great deal. They hand me this and hand me that and say, "Have you seen this?" And then they disappear. They would never tell me their names. They were, in fact, interesting. They were, all of them were black individuals that worked for the Food and Drug Administration. I thought that was great. And at any rate, they helped me out a great deal. And they're not there anymore, of course. But at any rate, so yeah, let me tell you the situation with cancer. And not only just kidney cancer, but cancer of the liver has gone up three times since aspartame came in, three times. And so why is this? Well, if you look in the body, there's only certain areas in the body where we have this enzyme that can make formaldehyde out of methyl alcohol. And all that tissue would be susceptible to cancer because formaldehyde is a well-known human carcinogen. In other words, it is identified by every country in the world as a chemical that will cause cancer in humans. There's not considered to be any safe flow of formaldehyde, you know, and that's formaldehyde itself that comes from the air and basically, you know, doesn't get into your brain. It can't get into, so it's so poisonous and so dangerous and so reactive, it never makes it into the brain. The only way to get formaldehyde into the brain is through methyl alcohol. But when you've got enzymes that are capable of producing formaldehyde from ethanol, then that tissue that is there that has that is going to be susceptible to cancer, and one of the worst is the breast. And I say that because we know quite well that this enzyme, this alcohol dehydrogenase, is at high levels within the tissue that manufactures breast milk. And the breast, and those are the tissues that turn into cancer eventually, because of adenocarcinomas in the breast. And the tragic thing about this is other cells have enzymes there that in the cell somewhere that if the formaldehyde makes contact with the enzyme, it'll quickly convert it to formic acid, which is safe. The breast cell has none of this enzyme. So it is constantly at risk. And you can see in the chart that I present that the incidence of breast cancer went up dramatically as soon, and this is actually before aspartame was added to carbonated beverages. This is when aspartame went into Crystal Light. Crystal Light turns out to be, it still is, a very popular drink among for women. Yeah. You know, and
really?
They don't mind, you know, I don't know if you have ever even heard of it, but it's General Foods puts it out, and it's loaded with aspartame, always has been.
I did have a container of it in my pantry years ago, and I threw it out as soon as I found out that it was that it had aspartame in it. And I just think there's a couple questions from the chat room. What is the true purpose of adding aspartame to gum when sugar is also an ingredient?
Yeah, it again, it reduces the amount of sugar they have to use, which helps them out. But more importantly, it prolongs the sweet flavor of gum. In other words, sometimes you chew gum 100 times and it loses its flavor. Well, if you add aspartame to it, it prolongs that sweetness. That's why they do it.
Is that also true for yogurt? Because I know some yogurt says sugar on the ingredient list.
Well, when it's light yogurt, the only way you can make yogurt light, because yogurt is low in fat, the only way you can make it light is by taking the sugar out and putting the aspartame in.
Wow. And you have all these stars and all these popular people promoting all of this garbage. Oh, it's terrible.
Well, that's awesome. It. I mean, they don't know any better. I mean, they think it's good. I mean, you know, a lot of people don't know the science of it. That's why I wrote this book for people. I didn't write this book for other scientists, although I have a lot of extremely important information for scientists in there. But I generally wrote it at a level that anybody could read it, and they could skim by some of the scientific stuff, and you'd still get the gist of it. Because it's written in that way that people like to read. It's a story. It's truly a story of my adventure with Woody's adventure with aspartame. And basically, it's that way and sort of light.
That's why I love this book, because I'm really not scientifically gifted at all. But this book is so readable. It's written for everyone. Everyone can understand this. And it's just a really great book.
And there's an audio version of it, too. I mean, I give the one audio chapter free in the book, but, I mean, you can also buy audio, and so you can put it on an iPod or something, or whatever, a computer, download it. You again, download it, and just listen to it. That's it. Just listen to it. If you don't like reading, just listen to it. And all the illustrations, if you do listen to it, the illustrations are important. There's over 100 and some odd charts and illustrations, and they're important for you to see. So if you get the book, the audio book, on the Internet are all the illustrations for the people who read the audiobook and want to see those illustrations, all the charts and extremely important stuff. So don't feel like you're going to miss out if you get the audiobook and miss out on all the charts and illustrations. They're all there in the audio section of the website for you to see. And you can download them even. You can print them out and look at them later. So everything on the website you can print out, and, you know, the diet is right there, free of charge. And it's not really a diet. It's just a list of the products, of the foods that contain aspartame. And, not aspartame, but contain methanol. That's even more important. All the foods
exactly,
that contain methanol
yes.
are listed there. It's a handful. It's not a lot. And that's why methanol has not been a real problem in the past. until we started changing the way we processed foods, you know. When I talk to people with multiple sclerosis, and if there's anybody with multiple sclerosis here that's read the book or is interested in just taking heed from the book and going on that diet, you know, the people that are most successful are the ones that stick to the diet religiously, and they stay away from everything there, or there's ways of even making tomato sauce acceptable. You know, you simmer it for 2 or 3 hours on the stove like the good old Italian moms used to do.
Sure. I mean, isn't that the way we do Italian sauce? Yes, absolutely.
That's what you should.
Yes. All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a 1-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and we will take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. I was just looking at birth defects caused by aspartame and the rat pup photos, and your website is just so full of information. People could spend weeks there, and it's just so compelling. And it does cause some horrible birth defects. Monster birth defects, terrible, really bad.
Well, methanol is a good, you know, if you want to produce birth defects in animals, and I said, I'm telling you, because the animals are more resistant, much more resistant, 100 times more resistant to methanol then. But if you take the amount of methanol you feed the animals up to the point where all those little protective devices in their cells are busy, you know, converting the methanol to carbon dioxide and water vapor, if you take it up higher than that, take the level real high, so you're getting close to the lethal dose of methanol in these animals, then they start behaving like humans. And then we start seeing things that happen in humans. So it can be done. You know, recently, yeah, it can be done. I did it with my own research. It's just that you're so close to the lethal dose that what happens is everybody interprets that as saying, okay, well then, you know, you had to consume, you know, 1,000 cases of diet soda to get that level. But they don't realize that you've got to do that. That's your trick. That's how you take it up. And unfortunately, you know, we know that every animal, when they're pregnant and they're exposed to methanol at that level, they will always produce pups that have birth defects. Always, always. Methanol is a teratogen, a monster maker, a birth defect causing agent for all laboratory animals at the proper level. And that's what's happening. We're seeing the proper level for humans is a can or two of diet soda a day, unfortunately.
And so many people drink that garbage. And I have friends that say, well, we all have to die some way. Because it doesn't affect them immediately. People are looking for immediate effects of something. You know,
it's so good you say that. That's exactly the problem with all of these diseases, you know, that we're talking about. And that's what people need to think about. I mean, you need to think, well, God, autism and multiple sclerosis and atheromas. I mean, these diseases take 20 years. Well, now, they're supposed to be autoimmune diseases. Diseases where the body's immune system attacks the body. Hey, if they were true autoimmune diseases, the body would go in a week. You'd have no resistance if your body was actually immune to your own, you know, myelin sheath, or immune to your own thinking process in your brain. You'd last for a week. You wouldn't last any longer than that. Why are these diseases so slow? Why do they take 20 years? And that's even doctors. I mean, what's wrong with these people? It has to be a poisoning, and it has to be a poisoning where the process goes on slowly for many years. And that's what these people are doing to themselves. So, yeah, they can laugh about it now when they're young. But once Alzheimer's starts, you know, setting in, once the real symptoms start setting in, you know, there's no coming back from it. And that's the trouble with all these diseases. Except for multiple sclerosis, you know, you can stop. But the damage does not correct itself. Except for multiple sclerosis, you can. And younger people, you stop the poisoning. And the body will heal because there are cells in the body that are constantly remaking the myelin sheath. And eventually you will catch up with it and you'll be fine. And you can be just perfectly normal if you get started soon enough. But you're absolutely right. The people do that all the time. Oh, yeah, you got to die from something. No, you don't want to die from Alzheimer's. You don't want to die from multiple sclerosis. You don't want to die from those diseases. No, 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 you don't. And you won't know it until you got them and you're dying from them.
Right. And so many kids, so many teenagers, young people are just drinking so much of this stuff. And, I mean, there are some immediate effects, according to your book. I mean, when you look at thyroid or maybe the kidney cancer or liver cancer, those seem to be more immediate than the Alzheimer's, because Alzheimer's, I think, kind of creeps up on people. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the fastest thing is the depression. I mean, methanol is a noted depressor of mitochondria in the brain. And the first methanol, always, when you have accidentally smell methanol or breathe methanol, the first symptom will be depression, severe depression. And every single culture that has allowed aspartame into their country, into their food products, experiences in the first 6 months an increase in child suicide, teenage suicide.
Always.
always. If you look at the numbers, I've got the numbers in the book for the United States. And then, of course, you kill off the real sensitive kids, and then, of course, it levels off. But within the first 6 months to a year, you have a quadrupling of, or a doubling, it depends on which country it was. But I know it happened in New Zealand, it happened in the United States. I mean, you know, the kids that are the most sensitive, especially when you're a teenager, you're drinking this stuff, and you all of a sudden depression sets in, you're going to be depressed anyway, as teenagers tend to be, and it's going to be a subtle push on their suicide rate.
Oh, my. And I have known families where teenagers have killed themselves. Goodness.
Well, that'll be the hardest thing for me to prove. I'll never be able to prove it, but I mean, because, I mean, the mind and the way the mind responds and the depression, all that is so difficult to prove. But, I mean, it's an aside I have in the MS chapter, because MS, depression goes along with MS as well. But I just say, hey, look, you know, I know this is happening. I know this is the cause. And, you know, I show the numbers, and the numbers in the United States are so classic. I mean, you know, and it's subtle, because, I mean, it's like, in the whole United States, there was maybe only an increase of 1,600 to 2,000 more suicides. But
that's,
you know,
significant, especially for the families that it happens to.
Exactly. No, I shouldn't laugh about it, but that's true. It's only significant to the families that it happens to. And when somebody, you know, if you're a counselor and you've got a kid that is depressed a lot, ask them, first thing you should ask them is, hey, do you consume any diet soda if they do get them off? Or get them or change into one of the, I mean, here's the real tragedy of this. It's not as if, oh, the world's going to be without diet soda. I mean, for those people, and there are a number of them that have to have their diet soda, guess what? Right now, in certain markets, because there is an interest in this, Coca-Cola Company and the Pepsi-Cola Company, some of the Pepsi Ones, and the Diet Cokes have a big thing on the side, Splenda. They have actually manufacturing it with Splenda, which is a whole hell of a lot safer. Oh, immensely safer than Sassin. They could do it with all their Diet Cokes. I would love to go into the Coca-Cola Company and say, look, here's what I think you should do. Do the right thing. Make it all with Splenda. And then just stop the aspartame stuff. But Splenda costs 25 times more than, now, that doesn't mean it doesn't even account for, it's a fraction of a penny a can, or maybe a penny a can increase, but they're not willing to do that. That's their bottom line. That would be a huge number in their bottom line, but it's the right thing to do, and it can be done. So there'd be no worries for people who insist on having diet products, because there are two or three other diet materials, including stevia, which is, you know, a natural diet product,
right,
that can be used instead of aspartame. We could stop aspartame right now. The only company in the world that would hurt would be the Ajinomoto Company and
the soda pop companies. All righty, we are going to a 4-minute break. We will be right back, and we'll take your calls.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call.
Back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Woody C. Monte. He is the author of Wow Science Sleeps, A Sweetener Kills. His website, which is full of so many valuable, valuable resources, is wowsciencesleeps.com. You can download his book as a Kindle, as an audio file. You can go to the website and look at all the graphs and slides and documents and all kinds of things. Just a quick question before we take a caller. What about bottled water? Some say that they add minerals, and we automatically think of fluoride in bottled water, but what about aspartame, and what about aspartame in some of these crazy vitamin bottled waters?
Well, yeah, the ones that taste sweet, any of the bottled waters that have flavorings in them and that taste a wee bit sweet, you will all have aspartame in them. You know, the pure waters, the ones that are, just taste like water, they don't have it added. But up to now, they have to put it on the label. They have to put it on the label, so that's really important.
Okay. Let's take a phone call. Let's take John from Pennsylvania. John, welcome to the program. John, are you there? Okay, I'm not sure what happened to John. Okay. We'll go past that then. All righty. Let's Let me just ask you about thyroid, women's thyroid. You have a chapter in your book about thyroid. You have a chapter. Well, you have so many wonderful chapters in there. Just okay. What about thyroid conditions, particularly for women?
No, well, the only thing I worry about with thyroid is just cancer, because there is some possibility there's an association there, particularly for women, and why that is, I have no idea. But the incidence of thyroid cancer for women has gone up dramatically compared to that for men. Again, over the time that ascertains it out, I know there are cells in the thyroid that have the ability to produce formaldehyde, but that's one of the, I just added that information because I think people needed to see the information, especially scientists who perhaps are interested in that area. Any scientist that's out there that's interested in doing research or is doing research now on cancer and what have you, I think you need to keep in mind that aspartame contains the cancer-causing agent indirectly. Methanol is not cancer-causing, but the formaldehyde is. And if the cancer has changed over the last 30 years, there's a good chance it's because of the formaldehyde from methanol. And you to consider that in your research.
Okay. There is a lot of birth defects in the Middle East, particularly in Afghanistan. Now, and people say, well, it's because of the use of depleted uranium. Do you know whether it might actually be because of the diet drinks that sit out in the heat that produce formaldehyde and then are chilled and then drunken?
Well, I mean, depleted uranium is a big deal when it comes to birth defects, of course, because it's, one thing interesting, I don't know much about the Middle East or what they consume or whatever. I know they have a prohibition against consuming ethyl alcohol, which is just plain old booze. And anybody who doesn't consume, this is the interesting thing, Deanna, which we haven't talked about, but anybody who does not consume any drinking alcohol that is a teetotaler is always more susceptible to all of these diseases. For instance,
really?
The first study that ever came out was done by the scientists at Kaiser Permanente, and they showed that heart disease, people who did not drink had twice the incidence of heart disease, the whole group of heart disease, including stroke and all that, than people who consume one drink a day. Now it starts going down again when you consume more than one drink a day. And this thing is called the U-shaped curve. With Alzheimer's, it's a four times difference. If you don't drink at all, if you have no alcoholic beverages, you have four times the incidence of Alzheimer's. Almost four times. It's a 28% dealio. Anyway, so this is amazing. It's called the U-shaped curve, and it's directly related to methanol because if you accidentally consume methanol by accident, then you get into the hospital, the very first thing they do, before they do anything, if they think you consume methanol, in which in the United States you consume not just aspartame, but you can accidentally, a child can take a sip of windshield wiper fluid, which contains methanol.
Did I lose you?
I mean, basically alcohol. And that's the only thing that's going to keep you alive. They'll do it for 4 or 5 days, and that stops your body, that enzyme that I'm talking about, it keeps it busy, and it keeps it from converting the methanol to formaldehyde, because its main purpose in life is converting ethanol to basically vinegar. And so that's what it's made to do, but it'll metabolize methanol if there's no ethanol around. So that's going to be a problem in the Middle East. It's just a thing to think about. It would be the U-shaped curve would be that was the first article I published relative to the methanol, why methanol is involved in the U-shaped curve, and I published it. And that publication is on the on my website as well. It's only 5 pages, but it tells the story of what, and that's in a scientific journal.
Wow, I'm a teetotaler. I don't drink.
Then you're more susceptible. You have to, and I say it's possible to be teetotal and stay away from all those things, but you definitely have to stay away from methanol. So you take a look at my diet and you just stick to it because it's really important. I mean, the literature is so clear to this. The U-shaped curve exists. And then one of the ways that I look for the diseases that are probably caused by methanol is I look for two things. One, if that disease is made worse by cigarette smoking, and two, if it responds to the U-shaped curve. In other words, if ethanol reduces the incidence of the disease. And so that's my criteria.
Wow. Well, on your diet, you say fruit and vegetable products and their juices in bottles, cans, or pouches. In pouches, are you talking about dried fruit?
In pouches? What is
it? In pouches.
Oh, pouches. No, I'm not talking about dried fruit. Dried fruit is usually good because especially if it's particularly dried, the first thing that comes off is the methanol.
Okay.
But pouches, like, you know, the kids used to buy these little pouches. They stick a straw into it.
Oh, yeah, those things. Okay.
That's what I mean. Hey, listen, okay. People, in 1975 is when we started, you know, there was a big problem in the food industry where the world was producing too much fruit. And they had all these 55-gallon drums of sterilized fruit concentrate all over the world that was really, really cheap. So Coca-Cola and some of these other companies decided, hey, let's get this stuff and we'll try to make a product that sounds good, you know, fruit juice, and we'll dispense it in our machines to make people think we're doing a healthier thing. Well, it's the worst thing in the world that you can consume because this stuff, as it lays there, the methanol level goes up higher and higher. So basically, what happened is we started increasing the methanol content of the diet with these juices back in 1975. People started consuming these things, thinking it was healthy for them, thinking it was good for their kids, but it's not. If you want to drink fruit juice, you have to consume it freshly made, and I mean fresh means you're watching somebody extract it or you're extracting it yourself. Any fruit that's been stored in a jar or any kind of Tetra Pak or anything like that, forget it. It's not healthy. You're better off drinking water. By far. By far. It's
wow.
Just got too much methanol in it. And people think, oh, it's healthy. I'll drink it. Let's get some apple juice. Nope, it's not. It's not. It's great if you just put it in one of these blenders, extractors, and do it yourself. That's fine. No methanol in it. But the more time it spends in a sealed jar or in a container on the shelf, the more methanol is being produced, extracted naturally from the pectin. You can't do it in your digestive tract. You can't extract the methanol from the pectin in your gut. You don't have the enzymes. But it can happen inside that jar, and that stuff's not healthy. No way, no how.
Okay. What about overly ripe or near-rotting fruits or vegetables?
Yeah,
I mean,
who
would eat that kind of stuff anyway?
Well, you know, I mean, here's the situation. I counsel, you know, a handful of women in New Zealand that have multiple sclerosis, and I counsel them and try to keep them on the diet, and they're doing great. They're doing great. Anyway, that's aside. One of these women called up one time. She, you know, she felt like she was going downhill all of a sudden. So, and this happens, like, it only takes 24 hours for them to feel the effect of accidentally consuming methanol. So we went through what she was eating, like we always do with these people. And sure enough, she had some strawberries. I said, well, how were they? She said, well, they were sort of overripe. I said, how overripe? Well, I just forced myself to eat it. I said, well, there you go.
Oh, my goodness. All righty, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Thank you.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Woodrow C. Monty, the author of While Science Sleeps, A Sweetener Kills. His website is WhileScienceSleeps.com. And please be sure and purchase his book. You can buy it as a Kindle, an audio file, or a regular book. It's fabulous. Absolutely a must-have. Must read this book. All right, you're talking about overripe strawberries. I throw a lot of stuff away because if it gets overripe, I just won't eat it. It's just, and I, if something is dated, if it says it expires on September 3rd, then I throw it away.
Yeah, well, see, a lot of people, what they do, I mean, I really believe juicing is a good idea for a lot of reasons. But a lot of people do is they save the stuff that's sort of overripe and stuff for their juicing. And that's the very, very worst thing you can do. So just, you know, if it's overripe, throw it away. If it's too soft, throw it away. I mean, it's just one of those things where your parents tell you this. Oh, it's rotten. Don't do that. Or people, we naturally try to take off if there's a spoiled spot on a fruit or vegetable before we use it even for cooking. We take it off. Well, that's a good natural instinct. And so the good news is that, you know, that's a healthy thing to do. I mean, in the book, I talk about one of the unusual foods that has a lot of methanol in it is these slivovitz and these beverages, these liquors that are made in these countries in Europe. Basically, what they are their fruit, cold fruit, the fruit that falls to the ground before they harvest it. They can't really use that to sell to grocery stores. So those fruits they throw into a big vat and they just rot in this vat all season. At the end of the season, this guy comes along with a still and distills off the slivovitz or whatever. It depends on whether it's made from plums or apples or whatever. Well, sometimes these things have such high methyl alcohol content that they're not even allowed to be shipped to the United States. So that's a real dangerous thing to do. And all these countries that do this, by the way, they have a higher incidence naturally of multiple sclerosis than any other of the local countries around them or the areas in the country around them. And so it's just a fascinating aside, but that's you can't make these fruit. They're so high in methyl, you just can't make them good. Basically, what happens is these bacteria, they're rotting bacteria, the same bacteria they use for fermenting tobacco leaves for making cigarettes. And so these bacteria break off the methanol and release it into the liquid around, in the fruit or whatever it is itself, and that raises the methanol level. Yeah, considerably high. I mean, some of this stuff has as much methanol, heaven forbid, as Diet Coke. And so you're dealing with a similar problem. So just a little, that's why I put that little diet thing, I made it available for anybody free of charge on the Internet. You can print it off on a PDF file and just put it on your refrigerator and just, it keeps you appraised of what contains methanol. And it's particularly important for people with multiple sclerosis, because I think the cause of multiple sclerosis is methanol. There's absolutely no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Wow. And we do have listeners who have MS.
Well, listen, they've got that information is available also on the Internet. In fact, when you go to this section on the website where you listen to the entire chapter on autism, I give an excerpt from the chapter on multiple sclerosis right underneath it there. Just, if you're interested, just listen to that excerpt. And if you're excited about that, get the book, read that chapter. And I have people I communicate with by email, free of charge, on a daily basis that have MS, that are trying this out. And I have not had any negative responses. I mean, they're all doing well. I mean, it's amazing. You just stay away from methanol. It's similar to the Paleolithic diet. Those guys that have the Paleolithic diet are doing the same thing. Except my diet is more specific and exact, because I'm saying I know that the cause of multiple sclerosis is methyl alcohol. And here are what you have to avoid. And that's why I can, I include smoking in there, and I include staying away from methyl alcohol. The vapors of methyl alcohol, it's fascinating. The chapter on methyl alcohol is my favorite chapter. It's a little bit of a tough read because it's got all the science in there, but if you have MS or love somebody with MS, you've got to get that information. They've got to be on this diet, and they'll, if not too much permanent damage has been done, if the axons haven't been broken, there's a good chance that they'll go into remission and stay in remission, and that's it.
Right. All righty, we do have a couple of callers. Just let me ask one question. Overly ripe or near rotting fruit, that doesn't mean homemade sauerkraut or anything like that.
Fermented stuff is fine. I mean, okay. Just do me a favor, don't buy a jar of sauerkraut. I mean, because again,
I make my own.
Make it yourself. You make it yourself, that's great. I mean, fermented, you're not, it's...
I know exactly what's
kimchi.
In it.
Yeah, you know exactly what's in it if you make it yourself. Kimchi is, and basically if there's any methanol there, it takes it to formic acid, because that's what this fermentation process does. It's a fermentation process that tends to make alcohols into the acids. And so we make ethanol into vinegar, acetic acid. It would make methanol into, so make sure it's, you ferment it long enough, and you don't consume it too early, and you're fine.
Okay. All righty, let's take for... Oh, go ahead. What? You were going to say something.
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Okay, Werner in New Brunswick, quickly.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dan. Good afternoon, Dr. Monty. It's basically, there's a lot of detective work to be done. And what is the saying there? Round up the usual suspects. Earlier you mentioned about the takeoff of some of the diseases around in the 1850s. Didn't that coincide with the takeoff of allopathic medicine?
Well, that's interesting. I guess it does. That's a good point.
Yeah, and something else that is, it might be helpful. Are you familiar with Dr. Westenar Price and his research from about 80 years ago, where he documented that people that were sticking to their traditional diets, they didn't have all those so-called civilization illnesses and diseases. But as soon as they went away from their traditional diets and they joined the modern world, that's when, within a short while, they developed the same type of diseases as the so-called developed countries.
Oh, exactly. In fact, the Price Institute has reviewed my book and give it a really very positive review. And I like those people and I work with them. Yeah. So I think if you consume a diet from hand to mouth, basically you're eating naturally, you're eating fresh foods, you're eating nothing canned, you know, you are going to be free from these diseases. And to this day, you know, foragers who have to by necessity eat that way, they just don't get these diseases. And so you're absolutely right. I mean, and I agree with the Price Foundation, and I'm one with them.
Well,
great.
As I say, as modern science and modern scientists, their numbers increase. So did the numbers of new diseases.
that's really interesting. That's really interesting. Well, I mean, the thing is, you know, it's up. We depend on the drug industries to find cures, and they have no impetus to find cures. We depend on them to find the cause of disease, and they have no impetus to find the cause of disease. It'd be the worst thing in the world for them. They want to continue to sell us their palliatives and their things that will sort of treat in some extent successfully the symptoms of the disease, but they want us to be diseased for a whole lifetime. So you're absolutely right. I mean, we're depending on the wrong people for our cures and for our, you know, cause foundation, because they're just not going to be interested in finding the cause of any disease.
Indeed. Oh, thank you so very much for being on the program, Dr. Monty.
Hey, and this is it. Goes so fast.
I know.
It's a real
for another hour.
Talking.
Thank you.
I know, I could too. So, okay, you take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Sorry we couldn't take the last caller. Talk with you tomorrow.
John's